All righty. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, October 15th, halfway through the month of October, off to a great start. And this is our weekly conference call that we do every single week. If you are dialing in for the first time live or the replay, I want to welcome you to the call. Again, we do these calls every single Friday morning, and they are archived. I want to let you know, too, or I think I mentioned this last week, but if you go to slgteam.com, there is a SLG University link, and the idea there is just for continuing education, and that's where a lot of these calls will be archived. And, you know, if there's particular topics that are missing that we need to add, then we want to make sure we do that and, of course, address them on these calls and archive them there. But, you know, we want to constantly be continuing to learn and grow. And if we feel like there's areas we need help on, it's just a resource for us to go get the information. Other thing I want to mention, if you are brand new or just partnering with SLG, I just want to kind of emphasize real quick, because you may be on this call, but you hadn't really connected into our Slack channel. And I know Slack was, I didn't know what Slack was when we really started using it. But I just want to kind of mention it real quick, because really the way I look at Slack, I guess it's a type of a social media. I'm not a big social media person. Don't really spend time on Instagram, Facebook, all that. But I love being on Slack. It's really more geared towards productivity. And the way I look at our Slack workspace is I look at it sort of like our physical office. Obviously, we have a physical office. We have our home offices. You have your home office. So we're all remote, and that's definitely the culture of SLG. But it doesn't mean there doesn't need to be a sense of community sometimes. And so that's really what we're attempting to try to create with Slack. And I know most people probably don't participate necessarily, but even just being connected and watching, you know, you can ask an underwriting question, but maybe you can benefit from someone else doing that. And again, if you're not sharing your sales in there, that's fine, but you can be encouraged if other people are sharing their sales in there. And so it's just a way to kind of stay connected. So I want to encourage you, if you're not in there, I know it may be a little new to you if you've never used it, just take the time to get into the Slack, whether you're using the app or whether you have it pulled up on your computer during the day or whatever. But I would encourage you to get comfortable with it if it's a new technology or whatever. Just get connected in the Slack channel. I think it can help you, because it's very easy to get isolated in this business. And you know, that's the beautiful thing about it. I was sailing on my deck down in Florida. So that's why we did this, to give us flexibility and lifestyle. But it can also be easy to get isolated and all that. So it's important to stay connected. So I just wanted to mention that. I want to cover something real quick and then get David on the call. I want to talk real fast about discouragement, particularly related to this business, because, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was actually talking with Rick Kirshner about this yesterday, and he said something. He said, you know, if I didn't know what I know, and keep in mind, Rick's literally made millions of dollars in this business, okay? So he is very, very successful, had a very successful career, done very well, you know, even today makes probably more money in renewals than a lot of people would like to make a month, you know, just doing this business if you're getting started. So had a lot of success in this business, but over a lot of years, but he just said, if I didn't know what I know, I would feel like quitting. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but I was like, it's so true. The reality, what he was saying is that there still are discouraging days in this business. And I thought about it for me yesterday as he and I were talking, because, you know, yesterday, for example, I had a very, very productive day. Had a lot of really what Dave and I like to refer to as milestones, made some big, got just a lot of good things happening. Okay. So I had a good productive day, and I was selling a little bit, and I actually wrote a $1,200, just under $1,200 application, which is awesome. But then I also had four other quotes in the afternoon right before my son's cross-country meet, and I didn't close one of any of those, but I had two solid appointments. One lady was a house cleaner. She wants it for her and her husband, because her ex-husband just passed away, created a burden on the family. I mean, just totally wanted the insurance. She was cleaning a house. Her husband obviously was working. And so, you know, so I booked the appointment to call him at 5:30. I mean, I nailed it down. I did everything, said I was going to call him, you know, all the stuff. I felt like I did everything right. I mean, I was counting on it. And then I had another quote, was an older lady whose husband just died last month. I mean, just wanted the insurance, hands down, but her daughter lives with her, and she was not home from work, wasn't going to be home till 6:30. She's going to be the payer of the policy. I offered, of course, to try to get her on the phone. But bottom line is I booked a solid appointment, both of which I felt really were three apps because it was two, a husband and wife and another one. And they're just one of those that as much as you can in this business, I felt really like, okay, I'm going to close these. And I was super excited about it. And so at the end of the day, I go to my son's cross country. I come back, I called the one that answered at dinner. I called him. I'm not even going to tell you how many times I called both of them because I'm not going to lose it for lack of calls. But the point is, at the end of the day, I didn't get those two people back on the phone. Now, I'm still optimistic I'm going to close them. They're buying insurance. I'm going to make sure they buy it for me. I know they're buying. They're not just shoppers. They both wanted insurance. But at the end of the day, I got discouraged, because even though I'd had such a great day, I started dealing with the discouragement because, I'm like Leanne says, we're talking about my son is kind of like this, I'm my own hardest critic. I'm hard on myself. I don't get as concerned with other people's criticism necessarily, but man, I'm hard on myself. Like, God, what could I have done different to close those? But at the end of the day, I was starting to focus so much on the sales that I didn't get. And I've literally sold thousands of policies and, made plenty of money in this business. Is not my, and even I was, and I'm feeling not even I, but I was feeling discouraged that I didn't close those deals. And the reason I'm bringing this up is just because of what Rick said in our conversation. I'm like, man, if I'm feeling discouraged, right? Other people, of course, it's a natural thing in this business and it's easy to do. And the point is, the reason I'm sharing it is one, hopefully to give you a little bit of encouragement to say, if you're just getting going and you're experiencing some discouragement along the way, well, then you're doing the business because it's a part of the business. People are not you're not going to close the ones all the time that you think you're going to close, or you're not going to close them when you think you're going to close them, or people are going to cancel on you. Or if you ever get into team building and you want to do that, you're going to have agents that you feel like are going to be the best of the best, and they're going to take off and they never make a dial. So that's just the nature of when you're leaning into something and you're doing something, different and you're growing and stretching. There's just disappointments are part of it. My son's going through tryouts right now. It's the second day. My wife's all torn up, about it. But that's life. I don't know what's going to happen. He may or may not, the outcome may not be what he wants, but he's been working hard. And that's what we'll have to point out to him is that, hey, you've been putting in the work. You've been doing what you got to do. And that's what I told my wife. It's part of life, right? We just like what I dealt with yesterday. So I want to let you know, hey, it's okay if you're having some discouragement. David can attest to this. I think everybody that's had success in this business can tell you that it's an emotion that you deal with. Here's the thing I want to leave you with before I get David on, because this is what I have to do for myself it's one thing. Yes, it's normal, but you also have to be careful, and I have to be careful of this. I have to focus I got to be careful where my attention goes, because if I allow myself to focus on the bumps, the stumbles or whatever, the things that don't work out right, whatever you want to call them, if my mind gets fixated on that, then I'm done. Okay. Because I'll stay in that mode of, I promise you, there's not ever going to be a time in this business that there's not something negative that you could focus on, that you could fixate on, that would literally control your emotions. So what I have to do, and even yesterday, what I had to do, because this is a discipline for me, is to shift my focus. I literally had to stop, think I did everything. Yes, I asked myself, I take responsibility, just like David does. Is there something I could have done different? Maybe I could have. But at the end of the day, I had to shift my focus, because if I allowed myself to think the rest of the night about the two sales that I didn't close yesterday, then I just ruined my day. When in reality, I had a great day. I had a lot of positive momentum. I had a lot of good things that happened. I actually sold a policy, but you forget your sales in this business so quickly. It's crazy how fast you can close. Like yesterday we had a, $3,000 deal that David and I worked together it was almost $400 a month, that went in force, from a little bit before. But, you know, but that didn't even, like, you're not even thinking about that because I'm so fixated on the two sales that I guaranteed I was going to have. So my point is the discipline to allow yourself to focus on the good things. And this is something I've had to struggle with in my whole life because this is how you build confidence. David does it so well. If you always just focus on the negatives, it destroys your confidence, destroys, you know, you're discouraged, you're living in that. And this is what takes a lot of people out of the business. What you got to do is you got to learn, you got to focus your attention on the things you're doing, the wins, right? Because you don't want the stumbles to overshadow the wins. And so, for example, some days, maybe you don't close anything, maybe nothing, maybe you're, you know, but if you dialed 100 times in a day and you've never done that, then that's what you celebrate, right? Because you did something you haven't done in the past. If you quoted 10 times in a day and you've never hit 10 quotes in a day, which I encourage you, if you've never had a 10 quote day, that needs to be the milestone. But if you hadn't had a 5 quote day, then you need to start there. But whatever it is, I don't care what it is. Maybe you sold for the first time, you sold a spouse like Ryan did, right? Right. Shared in Slack, your husband and wife, right? Maybe you've never done that before. Maybe you've never sold two. I remember the first time over the phone, you know, selling a two bagger, we like to refer to them, like, whatever it is, there's always a victory if you allow your mind to go there, and that helps you with the discouragement. So I just want to leave that with you because I think there's going to be discouragement, but what you focus on is so, so important in this business, because if you're not careful, you'll stay depressed and discouraged because there are always going to be people telling you no. There's always going to be just stuff that happens in this business. So anyway, enough about that. I just wanted to touch on that to let you know, hey, it's normal if you feel discouraged, but pay attention to what you focus on because that really has a lot to do with how you feel, right? Where your attention goes, that controls our feelings, right, and our emotions, and this business is definitely an emotional business. So with that being said, I want to bring David on to talk about specifically, I know he's got a lot of good stuff to share, you know, overcoming objections, closing, all that good stuff. So with that, David, I'm going to turn the call over to you, Mr. David Thomas.
What a great opening, and you're spot on. Everybody, you know, in any industry, in any field, in any profession, they battle with those, you know, focusing on, you know, the downs instead of the ups. And that's a really good point that Rich brought up. And before I kind of get into what I've, you know, decided to talk about is, it's, you know, our 1% club. You know, Rich and I talk about this a lot, which is, you know, a book of the month that we're doing. And one of the most beneficial things that I get from reading daily is understanding struggles. Because it's not, you know, in anybody that you study, Abraham Lincoln, Michael Jordan, Winston Churchill, doesn't matter who they are. They had to come through immense adversity, constantly overcoming it, and finding ways to continue to push forward. And one of the best ways, or one of the most beneficial things for me, is understanding other people go through it too. You know, like you said, this business can be lonely at times, and I always lean on, you know, we're doing the right things, you know, building a business, you know, during the hard times. You know, there are struggles. You know, Tom Brady has won more Super Bowls than any football, more than twice as many Super Bowls than anybody. But what no one also talks about, he's also lost it more than a lot of people. He's lost it 3 times. But with every victory and every defeat, you can gain knowledge and you can gain understanding. You can find a way to get a little bit better. You know, if you have a day and you didn't make the sales that you were hopeful for, but you look back and, hey, I hit my target, my activity. I followed the process. I committed and I nailed my system. I went through it. Or you didn't. And if you didn't hit your targets and activity, you understand, hey, you know, there's a pattern here. When I follow through the activity, on average, I hit my goals. When I don't, I may not. So it's about learning, like Rich said, focusing on all the wins that you have and the successes that you have. And don't allow the, you know, be an elevator going up, not an anchor going down. And the emotions, it's so easy. Even think about even social media, you know. People get so caught up in reading the negatives. One of my closest friends, quarterback in the NFL, talked about this when we first got out of college, how it doesn't matter if it was 1,000 comments. If there was one negative one, it really affected him. So the first thing he did was stop reading the comments. Second thing is he just got off social media entirely because it wasn't healthy for him. And it's kind of the same thing. It's where does your energy go? Are you focusing on the uplifting positive things, or are you focusing on the negative, the one bad thing? So, and that's a skill set. Some people have a natural ability or they're raised in a way that makes them more positive, but it doesn't matter who you are. Like Rich said, it takes intentionality and focusing on, hey, this is a skill set I'm going to develop. So really great stuff, Rich. I just wanted to kind of reemphasize what you said. It's awesome. But now really getting into what I really want to talk about today were two main topics, and I'll go through it somewhat quickly, but objections and smoke screens. You know, at the beginning of the call, we get a smoke screen very, very often, right? Whether it's, you know, I got it handled already, or now's not a good time, call me back, or I'm just not interested. You know, to me, that's what we consider a smoke screen. It's the person's initial reaction right off the bat, I don't need your help. It's like Rich said last week, when you walk into a store, the customer service representative will come up and say, is there anything I can do for you? And your knee-jerk reaction is, I'm just looking. Well, come on. We all know that's not true. I never go into a store, or very rarely, I should say, unless I am going in there for a very specific purpose. Now, just like the representative just falls off, if I say I'm not interested, it's the same thing in our business, right? Now, if the sales representative, say I'm in a shoe store, well, I'm obviously in there to buy shoes. I may not know the type of shoe, but let's say I responded I'm not interested. Well, the representative says, hey, or I'm just browsing, hey, no problem. Well, what kind of shoe are you looking for? I can pull some options for you. Are you looking to running shoe, style shoe, whatever? So agreeing with me, and then I'll be like, well, actually, I'm looking for Nike Air Maxes. Do you guys have them? So he overcame my smoke screen. And I'm just giving that as an example. Same thing in this business. You know, whether they say, you know, I've already got it. Fantastic, Rich. I'm glad you got coverage. Now, you are able to get coverage as little as $25 a month. How much are you paying for yours? Well, they may say, well, how much coverage is that for? Boom. That you dangle a carrot in front of them, and now your foot's in the door. Well, you can get anywhere between $2,000 to $40,000 of whole life coverage. So tell me how much coverage were you quoted, and I'll go ahead and pull up some comparisons for you. So by agreeing with them, but then also moving forward, you can overcome a smokescreen like that, right? Say they say, now's not a good time, call me back. Well, I do the same thing. Hey, no problem. What's a good time for you? I want you to be aware that you do have the ability to get coverage for as little as $25 a month. I'm dangling a carrot. Well, they may open up and say, well, how much coverage is that for? I go right back into the same thing. You can get as little as $2,000 and up to $40,000 of whole life. Happy to go over the details now. If they cannot do the details now, then I really nail down an appointment, right? Or let's say another objection that's very common, or smoke screen that's very common. They answer the phone, and they respond, I'm not interested. For me, I go right into the same thing. I agree with them, hey, no problem, I understand. Well, I do know you went to my website to get this information, and you can get coverage for as little as $25 a month. What was the reason that you went on my website to look for quotes? And if they hang up on you, great. If they don't, then you dangle the carrot. It's just agreeing and moving forward. Agree and move forward, right? It's the same thing at the end of the application. For the close, you've done a great job of educating the lead. You went over all of their options, and now it's time to ask for the business. And you will get pushback. 9 out of 10 times, you'll get a pushback, right? Whether it's let me talk to my spouse, let me compare with a few other quotes, or I don't like to make a decision right now. I need time. Well, my response to all of those are very similar, right? You know, if they want to talk to their spouse, then I encourage them to do so. Look, that's a very important thing to do. My wife would want me to do that as well. Now, Rich, in order to talk to your spouse, there's some other important information pieces. Would you like me to tell you what most people in your position like to do? Of course, he's going to agree to that. Yeah, go ahead and tell me. Well, a lot of people like to go ahead and move forward through the application so they know their approval status. That way, if you're approved, you've got great information to go over, right? But if you get denied coverage, well, our discussion really changes because it could be a different product with a different price, more than likely. So in order to speak with your spouse or your loved ones, most people in your position like to know their approval status. Like I said, it takes about a 10-minute phone interview. If you get approved, we don't even have to make a commitment to pay today. We'll push that off. That way, there's no commitment. There's no obligation. You just know your status. Would you like me to go ahead and get that done for you? And I do the same thing for, let me compare a few other quote options. I think it's a good idea that you compare quotes. Now, I understand you and I have only known each other for a short period over the phone. I have compared the top-rated companies, and I found the best option based on your health. Now, I encourage you to keep shopping. But what most people in your position like to do is go ahead and get their approval status. That way, you're covered, and nothing can change in your health to take that away from you. And if you find something better, call me back. But I'll go ahead and tell you, I've been doing this a long time, and the only time anybody's ever called me back with a better price is that the product was different, but they still didn't cancel their policy. Same type of response I have when someone who's like my dad, right? Rich, thanks for the quotes, but I'm not someone who makes the decision in the first day. Well, my response is, that's great. I'm not either. My dad's not either. He kind of raised me that way. Now, how long have you been shopping? You know, if I'm the very first person, then I say, I understand. Now, then I go right back in. Would you like me to tell you what most people do in your position? So I have a very similar response to the smoke screens and the objections. I may word it slightly different. I may rearrange the way I say it to make it more relatable. But it's a consistent way. That way I don't have to think on my toes. I already know there's going to be a smoke screen in the first 30 seconds, really the first 5 seconds, and I already know there's going to be a smoke or an objection at the end of the call. So over time, I worked on different ways of overcoming those objections and smoke screens. And it's something that's worked really, really well for me. Because like Rich said just a moment ago, if they're interested and they're going to buy insurance, I want to make sure that they're going to buy it from me. And people buy from people that they like. Agree with them and then carry the conversation forward. Bring it back, right? They do want life insurance. The only thing they're afraid of is, can they trust you because they don't know you? And if they're price shopping, great. All these prices are going to be within $5 and $10 a month anyway. And I remind them of that. So it's about helping educate and building rapport and building the skill set of overcoming smoke screens and objections. And the first step in doing that successfully is creating a system for yourself to overcome them, right? Make it a goal. Hey, I'm going to get through I'm not interested. I'm going to get through now's not a good time. I'm going to dangle that carrot and offer a quick quote and find your wordage and your verbiage. Start with what some of the things that we suggest and then make it your own. You know, this business is simple. You know, you just put in the work. Right? You know, outwork, out-strategize, and outlast. Those are the three main factors to maintain success, right? And one thing that I challenge each and every one of you with is, like Rich says a lot, it's not the words you say. It's not the script that you use. It's not the lead that you get. It comes down to one thing. Are you being consistent with your activity, right? Are you committed to hitting your targets every day that lead to achieving your goals? So my challenge to each and every person on the call today is, for 1 week, write out your goal and then write out a target to achieve it. If you want to make one sale a day, write it down. Followed up with, how am I going to do it, right? Then that is what I call a target. I'm going to make X amount of calls. I'm going to make X amount of quotes. Hold yourself accountable to not stop until you do one of those two things, right? You may write an app so you can't hit all of your dials or your quotes because you were selling and submitting business. But if you haven't made a sale yet, right, then hold yourself accountable and don't stop until you hit your quote goal and hit your dial goal. Those activities, those are the biggest things that drive. That's the secret. And it's not a secret. It's just most people continue to try to find an easier path when the path to success is very simple, and it's right in front of people. It's work. But find ways to – I love this business. I listen to podcasts while I dial. Some people can do that. Some people can't. I have the ability to do so. I'm learning while I'm working, and I love it. I watch golf while I work, right? I'm doing growth activities while I'm working. And then when I get people on the phone, I never stop my day unless an unexpected, you know, circumstance takes place until I hit my goals or targets. So my challenge to you next week, do it. Write it down. Don't say it. Write it down. Write it down. I want one sale. I want five quotes. I want seven. Whatever it is, hit your goal, build your targets. Because let me tell you something. Confidence, for me, is created through preparation. Michael Jordan was asked, were you ever afraid walking on the basketball court? Were you ever afraid of losing? And his response, and I don't even know what interview I heard it from, but it's one of my favorite responses I've ever heard. He said, I've never been afraid to lose, and I've never been afraid of another competitor on the basketball court for two reasons. One, I have a God-given talent that's better than most people. Two, I have a work ethic that's unmatched. So that gives me more confidence because I know there's no one that's outworked me on the basketball court. And I trust my preparation. So if there's 1 second left in the game, I've practiced that in my mind thousands of times. I might miss it, but I don't care. I'm confident in my ability because I've prepared. I have a high skill level and a talent, but I've taken it to the next level with my work and my preparation. Same thing in this business. I'm never afraid of a objection. I'm never afraid of a smoke screen because I'm very confident on how to overcome them because I've done it so many times, right? I love when I don't have to, but I understand to help a majority of people, it's a requirement. And there's going to be tough days. There's going to be days. There's been days I've dialed 500 or 600 times with no sales. There's been days when I've dialed a lot without quotes. But what never stopped was the fact that I picked up the phone and I hit dial, right? There's days I don't feel good. There's days we don't feel good when we're working, right? Just do it. Just dial. There's days when life is all out of shams. You might be in an argument with your spouse. Your kids might be throwing up. Just dial. There might be days where, you know, it's beautiful outside and all you want to do is go fish or go golf or go hang out or go have a beer. Just dial, right? Focus on your activity because I will tell you this with 100% certainty. There's nothing that drives your confidence more than holding yourself accountable and keeping your commitments to yourself, right? And keeping a commitment in this business is hitting your target every day because the results will always follow activity. Production always follows activity. Doesn't happen every day, but it does happen when you stay consistent, right? So just dial, right? Pick it up and dial. Pick up the phone and dial. And so I really just want to close with that. My challenge to everybody, you know, stay positive, take a nugget from this phone call, but I really, really urge you for 1 week, try it for 1 week. And if it doesn't work, and I don't think that's long enough, I think you should do it longer, but try it for 1 week and see if it makes a difference. And if it doesn't, fine. But I really believe to the bottom of my core that it will because it's helped me and it's completely changed the trajectory of my business career. And I know it's done the same for Rich. And I know it's done the same for lots of people on this call. So remember, just dial. Work on overcoming the smoke screen at the beginning and the objection at the end, right? And if you're quoting, you're doing the right thing. It's such a small tweak to get a little bit better. But you can't get better if you don't pick up the phone and dial. You got to put in the activity. Like David Pollock, one of the greatest football players at the University of Georgia, said when I first got there, is he always did one more rep. If they had to do a rep of five of bench press, he did six. Whatever they did, he always, always, always did one more rep. Take that same mentality into this business. One more dial today. One more quote today. How can I do just a little bit more? So I'll leave you with that. Let's finish this week strong. And
hey,
great job on the call today, Rich.
Hey, David, I want to ask you one thing. That was fantastic. And since we're covering smoke screens, Matt specifically asked, and I want to see if you could handle this, if you could just address the smoke screen real quick.
Mm-hmm.
He said, one of the smoke screens, and I've gotten, I know people hear this, I've decided I don't want that anymore. Right when they pick up the phone, I changed my mind, or I don't want that anymore. Can you address that smoke screen real quick?
Yeah, I understand. Now, you are eligible to get coverage for as little as $25 a month. What changed your mind on not getting coverage?
Perfect. That's awesome. I just wanted to address that.
My thing is they might hang up. But even if one out of 10 don't and they respond, then that person really is interested. I made a lady yesterday tell, I think I told you this, Rich. She was telling me all the same things, and then I dropped that same opening, and she said, "Well, how much coverage is that for?" I said, $2,000 to $25,000. Then I respond with, "Now let me ask you a question. Were you telling me you weren't interested because you wanted me to get off the phone? Or were you telling me you weren't interested because you truly aren't interested, but you are looking?" She said, "I just wanted you to get off the phone. I've gotten so many phone calls today." I said, "Well, look, I understand, but I'm glad that you didn't hang up, because I promise you I can get you the coverage you're looking for." And that turned into a $97 submitted term policy, right? So it's about, you know, just trying to find that extra, overcoming that smoke screen. And I hope that, would that make sense, Rich? Did you feel that kind of
answer
that question?
Yeah, I think the main takeaway from all of this, if you're brand new, don't feel like you got to be as perfect as David. David works at it. He practices, he role plays with it, and he's made hundreds of thousands of dials. The main thing is agree. No matter what the smoke screen is, agree with them, but keep moving forward. That's the bottom thing. Just start with that and work at it like David did. But anyway, hey, I don't want to take away. I just wanted you to address that smoke screen since Matt asked. But hey, great call, David. Fantastic. Let's go crush it again. If you're brand new, get plugged into Slack. That will help you. I know some of y'all came on the call late. Get plugged into Slack. We'll see you in Slack. Let's finish the week strong, and we'll talk to you guys next week.